Matthew chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of Jesus' fame, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead, which is why there are powers at work in him." For Herod had arrested John, and bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of Philip his brother, because John had kept on saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And although he wished to kill him, he feared the crowd, because they regarded him as a prophet. Then when Herod's birthday was celebrated, Herodias' daughter danced in their presence and pleased Herod, with the result that he promised, with an oath, to give her whatever she asked for. But she, being so induced by her mother, said, "Give me here the head of John the Baptist on a dish." At this the king was grieved, but on account of his oaths, and those reclining with him, he ordered it to be given. And he sent an executioner, and had John beheaded in the prison. So his head was brought on a dish, and it was given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. Then his disciples came, and took away the body, and buried it, and they came and reported it to Jesus. But when Jesus heard it, he withdrew from there, in a boat, to a deserted place, privately. Then when the crowds heard about it, they followed him on foot, from the cities, and when Jesus went out, he saw a large crowd, and he felt compassion for them, and cured their infirm. When it was evening, his disciples came to him and said, "The place is desolate, and the hour has already passed. Dismiss the crowds, so that they can go back to their villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them food to eat." Then they said to him, "We haven't got anything here except 5 loaves and 2 fish. But he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the crowds to recline on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he looked up to heaven and offered a blessing, and he broke the bread and gave it to the disciples, while the disciples gave it to the crowds. And they all ate and were filled, and they gathered up the excess pieces, 12 baskets full. Now those who ate were about 5,000 men, excluding women and children. Then straightway Jesus made his disciples go on board the boat, and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. Then when he had dismissed the crowds, he went up a mountain privately to pray. It was evening, and he was there alone. But the boat was already in the middle of the sea, being buffeted by waves, for the wind was against them. Now then, at the 4th watch of the night, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were disturbed, saying, "It is a ghost," and they shouted for fear. But Jesus immediately spoke to them and said, "Be of good courage, it is me, do not be afraid." Then Peter replied to him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the waters." And he said, "Come." So Peter went down from the boat and walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was strong, he was afraid, and as he was beginning to sink, he called out and said, "Lord, save me." Then Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and held on to him, and he said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Then when they had gone on board the boat, the wind abated, and those in the boat came and worshipped him and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Then when they had crossed over, they came to the district of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word out to the whole of that region, and they brought all those who were unwell to him. And they pleaded with him that they might only touch the hem of his coat, and any who touched it recovered.